Hi, friends. Real quick, I just had to pop on and let you know that I just released something that's going to save you a bazillion hours as you are starting and growing your business. I know many of you tell me that trying to figure out what tech and software and tools and apps to use is like so overwhelming and you don't know which to use and all that. So I've put together a master spreadsheet. I called it my ultimate list of software, tools, tech, and apps, and I'm adding to it regularly. I'm updating it. I'm putting notes. I have direct links to the sites to go to. They're tools that I either currently use or have used or my clients have used and I've fully tested. So these are all ones that I've used and love. And I think it makes it super easy for you to go through the categories I've got from website platforms to email marketing to video recording, any kind of software tool. And if you don't see a category, let me know after you get it and I will gladly look into it and add it. So anyways, you're probably asking, well, how do I get it? Well, if you scroll down in the show notes right now, there'll be a link and I have it there so that you can snag it. All you have to do is enter your email. I'll send you a spreadsheet and then bookmark it in Safari or Google Chrome so that you have it anytime you need a recommendation and get that right now. So anyway, scroll down in the show notes or you can go to KimberlyBrock.com/tech, but I do have the direct link in the show notes right now for you. Okay, enjoy.
Well, hello, I'm Kimberly Brock, and for the last 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. And so now I'm on a mission to help other women just like you do the exact same thing. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 65, and I am so glad that you're here today because I'm talking about the subject of goals and how you should be approaching them. And I want to offer you today another perspective, a deeper way of approaching setting goals so that you can really have maximum impact and maximum purpose for what you're doing in your life and business. And if you are new here, I just want to say, welcome. I'm so glad that you found this podcast. Each week, I provide valuable tips, strategies, and insights for starting and building a business, doing what you love. It doesn't matter if you're in the dreaming stage, you like don't even have an idea. Maybe you have an idea, maybe you're just starting, or maybe you've been in business a while. I have all kinds of listeners, but my message is mainly geared towards those that are new to business. And if you are new to business, scroll down right now because I've got some free resources for you that you don't want to miss out on. I've got a handy checklist. If you're just starting your business, I can help you find your business purpose. And so click below because you need to grab those resources right now. And the most important thing you need to do is hit subscribe. If you're an Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon, whatever you're listening to this podcast in, make sure you hit follow or subscribe because you do not want to miss out on any future episodes. Usually I drop them on Thursdays. And if you are a loyal listener, I want to say hello. Thank you. I'm so glad you're back. Y'all have been awesome. This podcast has now been around for about a year, a little bit over a year. I can't believe I'm in the top 100 pretty consistently for the careers category in business under Apple Podcasts. I've been sitting in around the 70s and 80s, which is amazing considering I've done no advertising. I barely do any social media. I have just grown this organically, and it's because of you, my loyal listeners, who are actually taking these messages to heart and moving forward and tuning in each week. So I just want to thank you so much. And I wanted to read a very quick review. This is from Designs by Leanne. I'm so happy I found this podcast at just the right time. I started from episode one and it's helped ease so many fears along the way. The support is wonderful and knowing how I feel is totally okay. Some of the topics put a voice to the things I've been feeling and dealing with that I wasn't even aware of. Thank you so much, Leanne. I so much appreciate your kind review. And if you have been listening a while and you've never left a review, would you be so kind to take a minute to write a review? Or if you don't have time to write a review, you can just leave a 5-star rating. It takes 1 second, literally scroll down if you're an Apple podcast, whatever you're in, and hit the 5 stars. It means so much to me and it helps Apple and all the other players, like the new ones like iHeartRadio and all that, that are now showing podcasts to actually show this to people like us. You just want to build businesses and make money doing what you love. So thank you so much ahead of time. And we will now get on to the episode. Well, hello, everyone. I'm so glad that you're here today because we're talking about goals. And I know a lot of you, as I'm recording this, are setting your goals for 2021 for your business and life, I'm sure, too. And goals are awesome because they're milestones that we want to hit. They keep us on plan, right? They help us get things done. You know, you feel like you're successful when you hit your goals, and they are a great way to keep you accountable, right? For yourself, because as an entrepreneur, no one else is helping keep you accountable except you, or maybe a spouse that's expecting you to make a certain amount of money or or something, right? But as business owners, we set our own goals. We're like, here we are today. We need to hit this number by next week. We need to have this many clients. And I get it. We do. And a lot of times for businesses that if you've been in business a while, you have to hit those goals, right? To continue staying in business. Today, I kind of want to talk about, it's more for a perspective for new business owners, because when you're starting a business, it's a unique situation. Not everything is figured out. You can't really forecast what your revenue is going to be. In fact, a lot of my clients ask me that are just starting. They're like, how do I forecast this? And I'm like, it's really hard. It's a hard thing to know. You have to start with how many people do you already know that will be coming into the store? Or if you're an online business, what kind of audience do you already have? It's a factor of that. And it's really hard to forecast in the beginning. So goals can be tough for new business owners, right? I think money goals are really hard in the very beginning. I think the number of client goals can be hard. I think goals for, you know, you need to have this done. You need to have your website up. You need to have your product made. It can become very stressful. And so that's why today I wanted to give you another approach to looking at your goals, because I don't want you to be upset if you don't reach them. And I also don't want them stressing you out, giving you anxiety, and having you focus on these specific goals versus the bigger picture. Because what happens is if you focus on these specific goals, it drives you to meet those goals versus serving your higher purpose. And it also prevents you from being creative and from really enjoying this whole process of starting your business. It's so, so exciting. It's kind of like when you have a baby and you're like, well, I have to get them. What if you said, I have to get this baby crawling by 8 months and I have to have the baby walking by 10 months? Like, imagine if you did that, what the pressure would be. It would take away the whole joy of watching this child grow on his or her own and learn how to crawl and explore the world. But what if you were pushing to that goal? It's so icky. So think about that for your new business. If you are putting goals on yourself and you're feeling stress and angst about the goals, about reaching them, about doing everything you can, I hope you'll take this to heart today and really think about this fresh perspective, this new approach to how you can achieve those goals. Now, don't get me wrong. You still need milestones and you still need to get things done. I'm not saying don't get any of these things done. I am saying that if you're going to approach getting your website up or getting your LLC or getting your product prototype made or your first course done or whatever it is, that you look at it more from this perspective instead of at a rigid perspective of like, I have to get this done so that I can make money, because a lot of times that is just not the case. You can still make money. You could make money today offering your product that is imperfect or not having a website up. You could take payments via PayPal or Venmo, right? I just want you to shift your mindset today about how to approach these goals in the beginning of your business. Because I don't want you to get stressed out. I don't want them to stifle your creativity. And I don't want them to ruin the enjoyment of this amazing process that you're embarking on. So here we go. Here are the three ways that I want you to look at approaching your goals today. If you are feeling stressed out by your goals, if you've got all these milestones in front of you every day that you are nervous about because you need to hit, I want to relieve you of the pressure. So let's go ahead and get this rolling. The first one is, ask yourself now, just kind of step back from all those money goals and all the client goals and all that. How can I be serving people this year? How can I be making a difference in people's lives in the next week, 2 weeks, 3 months, 6 months? That's how you want to approach these goals. How do I want to be making a difference in their lives? Right? Because then when you look at it like that, you say, oh gosh, I want to be helping them feel better. I want them to be able to look better. I want them to have more time with their loved ones. What is the real purpose of what you're doing? And think about how you could serve them. And if you're nervous because you don't have enough money coming in yet, maybe you've just started everything and you're like, I don't have enough money. How could you be serving them now? What could you be doing today so that they're buying tomorrow or today? What could you be doing? Right? And I know you're thinking, I need to get my website up so people can find me. And that is true. Or I need to get my Etsy shop up or whatever you need to be doing. I need to get my email list going. I need to show up on social media. Think about what it is that you really need to be doing in order to serve them. And those would be your, I'm going to put them in air quotes, your goals, because then you can list that out. But it comes from a mindset of service and not of I need to achieve this. Does that make sense? What is my purpose? How can I be serving my purpose and creating impact and helping them better their lives and not how can I reach $500 by tomorrow? How can I be serving them today so that they will want to spend the money with me so that I can help them and better their lives? So when you're looking at your goals, if you do have money goals or client goals or anything that you need to list out that you need to get done, make sure you ask yourself first, how can I be serving them through this? How can I be serving them through my website? How soon can I get my website up so that I can serve them? Not how soon can I get my website up so that I make my $200 tomorrow so my husband doesn't get mad at me. Does that make sense? All it is a mind shift. Okay? So think about that. Number one, what is your overall purpose? What's the difference you want to make in their lives? How can you serve them soon through what you need to get done? Okay? So that's the first thing. The second thing that I want you to do is map out what is working and not working in what you are doing right now. Okay? So if you've got your business going, you're just getting everything started, what do you feel is working on a daily and weekly and monthly basis? Like make a column, make a T chart on your page, you know, where you make the cross, you have a vertical line, a horizontal line, put one column for working, one column for not working. Go ahead and write out right now, what are the things that you do that work, that are just like slam dunk, it's working. And what are the things right now that are not working? Like think about the ways that you're trying to get clients or customers and you're not getting them through that method. Write that down. Or maybe think about your day. Like I'm not getting to do my time management isn't working. I'm not getting to do the things that I'm best at during the day. So that's not working. Your time management's not working. Whatever it is, list them all out. So I want you to brainstorm them. And by the way, everything's going to be in the show notes below so you can follow along with this. Okay. And do your homework because I want you to, you're planning all your goals and your milestones and everything. And I want you to take the time to do this. But really look at what's working. And I want you to assess that and say, okay, whatever is working are the things that I'm going to keep doing more of. And the things that are not working, I'm either going to outsource them or I'm going to stop doing them altogether because they don't need to be done. Okay? My husband and I were just talking about this the other day. We were at dinner and I was just talking about all the things that go on in my business. He was asking me some questions and then we were talking about his career too and his daily duties and everything that he needs to be taken care of. We were just talking about like if you could strip everything away, if you could take it all away except for one thing that you do for your business, what would be that one thing that you would love to do? And I know all of you would say it's the one thing that you love to do. Like if you're a crafter, it's making the crafts. For me, it's helping the people make the transformation and turn their idea into an actual business and get it started the right way, right? So that's a given, right? We know that we all love to do that. But if there was another task that you do in your business, what would it be? And you could only do one thing. You couldn't do anything else. And for me, I said, if you took this podcast away from me, I might go a little crazy on you. I might just go crazy because this podcast is such a joy for me. I find so much fulfillment in it because number one, I love audio. I love this medium. Number two, I love the connection that we all get through audio. I'm an avid audiobook listener and podcast listener myself. I just love, love, love audio. And this podcast, truth be told, has been the most effective marketing piece for my business. Does it mean it's the most effective marketing piece for everyone else's business? Absolutely not. But for me, it's the most effective because it takes me the least amount of time, the least amount of work, the least amount of effort. It comes so easy to me. It's a fun task. I look forward to it. I love it. And I love that I'm able to connect with my clients to it and reach people all over the world. Okay. So those are the reasons why I chose podcast. This podcast is the one thing that I would do if you took away everything else out of my business. So think about your business. What's the one thing that you're best at? And what I'm betting is that the one thing that you would do is actually the thing that you're best at and that comes easiest to you and it's not stressful and it's fun. So start there. What's working that you know that you're good at? Maybe you're a really good networker. Maybe you're super good at talking to people. Maybe you're super good at one-on-one help. Maybe you're super good at Facebook. Maybe you're good at video. Maybe you're good at audio. Maybe you're good at sales. Like if you just did one thing, you had someone on the phone, you know you could close them. Like what is it that you're good at? And do more of that and outsource what you're not good at. Outsource what's not working or cut it all together because most likely you may not even need it. Whatever's not working that you're doing, assess whether you even need to be doing that in your business. Like if your business needs that, okay? Like if it's social media, like if you're doing really good on YouTube, but your social media stinks, how much social media do you need to be doing? Can you outsource it? Can you just post once a week? Can you just stop doing a lot of it because it's not really working anyways? Or can you hire someone to really ramp that up, right? And you may not be able to afford that right now. So maybe right now you don't do that much of that. You do what's working. You do the YouTube, right? Or you do all of your activities that are actually serving people. If you're best being an instructor or teacher, do more of that. Get help for the rest. Okay. So that is the second thing, assessing what's working and not working. The third thing is to think through right now what kind of person you need to become in order to make this business work. Okay. Because oftentimes, right away, you get started, you're doing the things you're good at, and you realize that there's other things that need to be done, and you're scared. You have fear. You don't want to take the steps. You claim that's your personality, and you say, no, that's not my personality. I'm not good at that. I'm not going to ever be able to network really well because I'm not good at that. Or whatever it is that you say, whatever limitation that you're putting on yourself today, because you're putting limitations. And I want to tell you this. I'm reading a book right now called Personality Isn't Permanent. And it's by Benjamin Hardy. I don't know if you've heard of this book. It's new. He also wrote the book Willpower Doesn't Work. I absolutely love that book. I have the book and the audiobook. And now I got the book and the audiobook for Personality Isn't Permanent. And I love that it frees us from putting ourselves in a box and limiting ourselves. Because if you're not good at networking, why are you not good at networking? Is it because you haven't found a way of networking that's comfortable to you? Or if you just said, I'm not good at networking. There's ways that you can network that are in alignment with your being that feel comfortable to you. But there's also a point where you need to step out of your comfort zone. There's things that you need to be doing in your business that you may not be doing because you're scared and you're just putting it off to the side and you're just like not going to worry about it. Like it's like dust in the corner. You're just not going to go over to that corner and look at it. You're just going to keep enjoying the rest of the room that's clean. Like stop doing that. There's some things that you're going to have to be doing. And if you want to make this business successful, and especially in the beginning when you can't afford to have 80 million people working for you, you have to come out of your comfort zone and you're going to have to do them. Now, again, you could pay somebody, okay? But just know, what kind of person do you need to become? Do you need to be self-disciplined? Do you need to be on a schedule? Do you need to create a block schedule? Do you need to actually work less? What do you need to do to make this work? So think about it when you're creating these goals, right, for yourself. What kind of person do you need to become so that you can achieve those goals? And again, it's not super stressful with a sticky note right in front of you going, I have to hit $500 by tomorrow. I have to do this. You're more thinking, how can I serve people? What's working? How can I do more of that? And what kind of person do I need to build myself up to be? Do I need to become? Right? Because you have the power to become that. You are not stuck in a box of what you think that you are. You actually don't have the limitations that you think you have. And it will free you. It will free you if you said, what if today I did one thing that was out of my comfort zone? I think you will be shocked. It's the first step that's the scariest. And after that, you realize, oh, wait, it's not that bad. It's like my daughter. She has been petrified of getting shots. And I had to take her to get a flu shot a couple months ago and literally had anxiety for days about it. Then as we were riding in the car to the doctor's office, she started to have an almost panic attack, like was breathing hard, was freaking out, kept having tears. We finally get there. The doctor, I guess it was the nurse, was about to administer the shot. She starts kind of freaking out and like crying. And then she's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And like panicking and said, is it going to hurt? And the lady said, I already did it. And she didn't even realize the shot had been put in her arm. She was too busy panicking and dreaming up how bad everything was going to be. And now we've been talking about that she's going to have to get her next round of shots for her age in coming months. And she's like, okay with it. And all that angst and all that worry, when in reality, it wasn't that bad. So that's what you have to think about for you. There may be things that you're scared to do that are holding you back. And what if you just told yourself, what if I take one baby step today? I make a phone call that I've been nervous to make, you know, send an email that I've been scared to make. I finally get things done that I need to be getting done. Like, take the steps that have been scaring you. I guarantee it will make a difference. I have ladies in my Facebook group that say, I've been scared to do X, Y, Z, and I finally did it today, or I'm going to do it. This is what I'm set out to do. You have to commit to yourself that you're going to come out of yourself and realize that if you want to run a business, sometimes it's going to be uncomfortable. It's like anything in life. If you want to achieve, if you want to do, if you want to get a job, you have to have a job interview, right? There's things that you have to do that aren't your favorite things to do, but you have to step out of your comfort zone. So again, for all your goals that you're making, you can have the monetary goals, like I need to make $1,000 a month, $5,000 a month, whatever it is. I need to have this many clients, or I need to get my website up. Just don't do it to yourself in a way that is putting so much pressure that you're focusing on those goals instead of, number one, leveraging your purpose and serving people. Number two, instead of focusing on what's working and not working. And number three, instead of becoming the kind of person that is working to achieve those things, instead of just focusing on those milestones and goals. Is that making sense? Like, if I sat here every day and said, I need to have two clients tonight, two clients tomorrow, instead of saying, today, how can I serve people? What can I do to show up and make a difference in their lives? So I hope you'll do that today. You'll take these three things to heart. Again, everything's in the show notes below. And I hope you'll do these things as you're creating your goals. Only you know what your goals are, but I hope you'll take it from this mindset that it's about serving. And it's not about the numbers. The numbers will come if you're serving and you're doing more of what's working and you're becoming the person that you know that you need to be. Although it's scary, you're doing this. You will reach those goals. So I'm so happy you're here. And just know, if you need a coach, I would love to work with you. I do offer a free 15-minute call. It is a no-pressure call, so don't panic. Don't worry if you're scared to talk to me. I get it. You can just email me. Maybe you can just ask me if I can help you and explain your situation. But if you'd like to have a call so that we can make sure that we're both a fit, we can have a video call real quick, and then you can book at your convenience, okay? I just want to serve you and help you move your business forward and realize that you have what it takes to make this happen. If you are trying to figure out what type of business idea is best for you, I have a workshop for you. You can start it right now. You can get working. It's got some video modules to help you figure out the best business idea for you. And I've got a new program coming to help you kickstart your business. It will be free for my current Academy members. If you're not an Academy member, you need to check it out right now. It's going to help you kickstart your business. So scroll down. It'll be all the steps to help you properly start your business and start making money doing what you love. So that is it. Y'all are amazing. If you're not in my Facebook group, you need to get in there. We've got so many great women in there doing so many awesome things as they start their business. So there's not riffraff in this group. It's so much fun and it's small and it's amazing. So get in it. Okay, that's it. Have a great day. Until next time, bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.